Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced that it will allow developers of dating applications in the Netherlands to use alternative payment systems other than its own in-app purchase implementation. This announcement from Apple comes in response to new regulations in the Netherlands targeting the restrictive nature of the App Store and the App Store guidelines. Apple's announcement is relatively vague. The company confirmed that it will launch two special entitlements for developers looking to use external payment systems, but it also said that it will charge a commission on those purchases, and it did not reveal what percentage that commission will be. One of the new entitlements will allow developers to use a third-party payment system within a dating application on the Netherlands storefront. The second will allow developers to include an in-app link directing users to a website that the developer owns or is responsible for to complete the purchase. Regulators in the Netherlands aren't quite sure whether Apple's announcement is enough to get it in compliance with the new regulations. The Dutch Authority for Consumers and Markets announced that it will assess whether Apple's response is adequate, and it will meet with dating app developers to understand whether this is enough. But it's clear that Apple is doing the minimum it can to comply with the regulations in the Netherlands. It has already said that it is appealing the decision based on customer safety grounds, and of course, it is still planning to collect a commission. Ideally, Apple will announce more details on these changes sooner rather than later. The implementation of these entitlements could provide a look at how Apple responds to antitrust concerns in other countries as well. In other news, Apple is working on a fix for a serious Safari bug that can disclose information about your recent browser history and even some of the info on your logged-in Google account. The bug is in Safari's indexed database implementation on Mac and iOS, and it means that a website can see the names of databases from any domain, not just its own. The database names can then be used to extract identifying information from a lookup table. For instance, Google services store an indexed database instance for each of your logged-in accounts, with the name of the database corresponding to your Google user ID. So using this exploit, a nefarious website could scrape your Google user ID and then use that ID to find out other personal information about you, because the ID is used to make API requests to Google services. The bug is that the names of all of the indexed databases are available to any site, but it's important to keep in mind that the actual content of each database is restricted. The fix and the correct behavior observed on other browsers like Chrome would be that a website can only see the databases created by the same domain name as its own. All current versions of Safari on iPhone, iPad, and Mac are affected by this vulnerability, but Apple has already confirmed that it is working on a fix. Rounding out today, it's been over a year since Apple unveiled the completely redesigned iPad Air, but a new supply chain report says that a new model is on the horizon. Citing reliable sources in China, the blog Makotakara reports that Apple could announce the fifth-generation iPad Air alongside the iPhone SE 3 as soon as this spring. According to the report, the iPad Air 5 will feature specifications similar to the latest iPad Mini. This would include an A15 Bionic chip on the inside, an upgraded 12-megapixel ultra-wide front-facing camera with support for Apple's center stage feature, and 5G connectivity. The rear-facing camera is reportedly likely to stay the same, with a single lens design. As for a release date, the report simply says the iPad Air 5 will be announced alongside the iPhone SE 3 sometime in the spring. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman had previously reported that Apple is aiming to hold an event sometime in March or April to announce that new iPhone SE. So this report implies that the iPad Air 5 is coming at the same time. And in line with that, the Eurasian Economic Commission database, which has become a common source of Apple leaks in recent years, has revealed that Apple has already registered new iPhone SE and iPad Air models ahead of their impending release. Apple is legally required to report upcoming products that use encryption technology to the Eurasian Economic Commission, and it usually waits until just a couple of months prior to the announcement to report the new products to the database. So all signs are now starting to point to new iPhone SE and iPad Air hardware coming as soon as sometime in March. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.